Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka B-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, what's up and what's happening, good people? It's your girl, Jay, baby, your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with that LAI Radio Network, honey. You know the one that hosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors. You already know, across 14 PRG tracking radio stations with 25 independent artists topping nationally across 150 charts. Now, y'all know we don't do nothing small around here, right? Well, today, my people, today, I got a treat for you, baby. I got somebody in the building that I was digging when I heard his music. Now, I'm going to go ahead and let the king introduce himself. Mr. King Kuda, what's good with you, baby? Yo, King Kuda, do I got you in the building, Poppy? Well, it looks like we have a little bit of a problem. So until we can get my king in the building, I'm definitely going to let y'all know where y'all can find him at. You can definitely check my guy out at, wait, hold up, Mr. King Kuda, baby, King Kuda.
Oh, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I hear you. What's good with you, baby?
Okay, what's going on? How you guys doing today?
Yo, feeling good now that we got you in the building, Poppy. Now, we're going to get right to it. I was sent your joint 23 levels, and I ain't going to lie to you, and I'm not going to hold you, but from the beat to the lyrics to the rhyme scheme, like, my opinion of this track was, this is a grown-up track for a grown-up mind from a grown man. So, you feel me? So for my people that ain't heard it yet, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell them a little bit about that 23 levels.
What's up, for sure? What's up, world? My name is King Kuda from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm a songwriter, poet, producer, all those things in one. I'm a father and a husband. I love being highly competitive. And my song that I introduced to the world is 23 Levels. 23 levels basically means 23 levels of understanding. Basically, we've been through a lot. We had a couple miscarriages and we lost a couple children. But I didn't want to really talk about that. I wanted to talk about the competitive nature that I have, and similar to my favorite athlete of all time being Michael Jordan. Even though I'm a football player, but it's the same mentality that you got to have when you come into the rap game, because even though it's all art, it's a warfare, so you got to come with it. So that's what I want to show the audience and show the world.
See, your girl was correct. It's a grown-up track for the grown-up mind for the grown-up man. You dick. So you already know I'll be on it. Now, I love your style. I definitely like the beats that you choose. It definitely puts you in a calming type of, you know, mentality and emotion when you're listening to your music. Like, I can say that you do have a fan, and I won't say that to everyone. You know what I'm saying? So you do have a fan, because I'm loving your joint Consequences. I'm loving your joint Dear Saint. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely feeling the King Kuda. You feel me?
For sure. Appreciate that. Appreciate the love. I'm humble. Plenty more to come.
No doubt.
Please believe that.
Oh, yeah. Well, since you're talking on Plenty More to Come, why don't you tell my people, like, what's up with you for 2019? Like, what do you feel like this year holds for you?
Well, this year holds for me, I would say, honestly, it comes from a new beginning. From where we came from to where we are now. It's just nothing but growth. And this point in time of my life, we have everything settled. I have my wife, my family, and everybody supporting me. Now it's time to step out on faith and follow example. And be the example that I want to be set for my family to follow. And also follow my own dreams. And basically got a couple things on the way. We got a track that I'm featuring my cousin and a lovely artist, Blissstone, called The Presence of a Like Mind, is coming to you real soon. Also, I got a mixtape that I would like to bring out called Catch a Vibe Volume 1. And also leading up to my album that's coming in the near future for me called Whiteout Experience. So it's just a lot going on. I got plenty of artists like Michael Venn, Lotus on the way, Waddle, Unky D. So we're gonna bring it. So that's what I got coming up, and I got plenty of other projects and production that I've been working on. So I can't tell too much, but it's coming. Please believe.
Okay, KK, I'm loving that, Mr. Poet, Mr. Producer, Mr. I Do's It All. You know what I mean? I'm loving that. And I love what you call your track and what you call your projects that are coming up, because it definitely sets the tone for what people are going to be, you know, expecting when they drop. And you know you better come back and see your girl as Jay Bay. You know what I'm saying? That promotional. You know me.
Oh, for sure. Well, definitely. I'm humble. Appreciate you guys having me. And stay blessed and stay tuned.
Yes, yes, yes. For my people out there that's listening and listening live, I'm going to need y'all to make sure you check my boy on 99.5 South Beach between 9 p.m. and 11 with that Jones 23 Levels Vibe. Then you can go ahead and slide on over to that Instagram.com/KOODABROWN23. Then you can go ahead and hit him up. He'll follow you back, baby, at Instagram.com/IamKingKOODA23. Now, you say Kuda Brown. Now, do you have an idea who Kuda Brown actually is, baby?
Okay, yes. Kuda Brown actually stems from my late grandfather. He called me that ever since the age of 5 years old. I did some background research on it. Basically, Kuda Brown was a tactical strategy during the Civil War era where brothers didn't want to fight each other due to the Confederacy or Union States, so they used a tactic being drunk, extremely drunk, in order to seem like so they seem useless, but in actuality, they just using the tactic so they don't kill their brother. So, but also, it's a legend of. Go ahead.
Oh, you're correct almost in that, but Kuda Brown is actually an actual person that lived on the borders of North America and South America, and he had friends on both sides, so he was like, I'm not doing this. So he decided he was going to get drunk every day until the war ended, so whether it was the Union or the Confederate, you know what I'm saying, they both deemed him unfit to, you know, go ahead and give the war. So a lot of people, you're right, they picked up that tactic, and that's what they call it. That's why people be like, you know, I'm drunk as Kuda Brown, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
that's, he actually was
yeah,
a person.
Yeah, he was. And I remember since I was 5 years old, my grandfather, when I used to walk past him, he'd be like, Kuda Brown went to town. And I was like, yo, what that means? You just Kuda Brown. You know what I mean? So I just stuck with it. And,
yo, I hope that didn't mean,
you know,
I hope that mean, I didn't mean that you had a little sway and a little lean to you when you was that young. You feel me?
No, you know, I was, you know, honestly, from what my mom told me, she said I was so bad I used to give her nightmares in the daytime. So, I was a pretty kind kid, but I was pretty destructive. So, it's just something that was real smooth that I liked, and I was like, yo, that's me all day. So, and I'm a king in my own right.
Well,
so,
I love that. I love that because you are definitely a testament, you know what I'm saying? Your music speaks for itself because sometimes you got to go through some things for, you know what I'm saying, your type of music to really reach folks on that level, because it's not easy to create a work of art, you know, that actually touches people. People create works of art all day long, but it takes those special individuals to create something because they've been through something that everybody can feel, and I feel like you definitely have that on deck with you.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. That's the whole goal at the end of the day to it's a humble experience to hear your own voice, but at the same time, it's greater when you can inspire somebody else to be better than you. So that's the end of the day. That's the end goal.
Yo, I'm loving that. I'm loving that. We need more kings like you out here promoting that positivity, because you already know, you know what I'm saying, these millennials, they're a little lost, you know what I mean? They're a little lost in the South, you know what I'm saying? So they need an inspiration. They need a role model, you know what I'm saying? And they need as many of them as possible, because we have too many that are showing them the wrong path to go down, you know what I mean? So I appreciate when I get teams like you that come on the show that are speaking, you know, from a level of beyond. You know, we definitely need more of that in the game. So hats off to you and a salute to you from your girl, Jay.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate Rye Radios, Pushers, Millennial General, everybody, man. Shout out to everybody, and there's more coming. Please believe. You guys have a blessed one. Everybody have a blessed Sabbath day and keep grinding. It ain't over yet.
No doubt. Now, speaking on, you know, shouts out, is there anybody else? Because, you know, your girl's a small fish in a big pond. And after this, back to your regularly scheduled program. So, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Is there anybody else you want to give a shout out to? You know what I'm saying? Because we want to show them the same love and respect that they're showing you and holding them up on your on their shoulders so you can do your thing.
I would say, first and foremost, I'd like to thank Yahweh, my wife and daughter, all my moms and dads, my family and friends, even my enemies. Even my enemies, because without them, I wouldn't be where I am. So, first and foremost, shout out to, like I said, to the Radio General, to everybody, Michael Vinn, Unky D, everybody else, man. And anybody else I forgot to mention, man, it ain't no offense, but please believe you push hard enough, we all gonna get here. So that's what it's about.
No doubt, no doubt. For all my people out there in listening land, I'm going to give it to you one more time so it stay on your mind. You feel me? Y'all need to make sure y'all go in and check my boy, King Kuda, out, honey. He is doing big things. You follow him, he will follow you back. Make sure you check for him on Spotify with that 23 level. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know I'm going to tell y'all my favorite, the Consequences, Dear Saint. Check that show out. Check my boy on Instagram.com/IamKingKooda23. Get on over to that Twitter.com, baby. /KOODABROWN23. Make sure you check him out. Make sure you like it, sharing, commenting, and downloading everything my boy got going on. You feel me? So I just want to take this time to say thank you, King, for coming on and blessing me on this interview and this podcast.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm truly humbled.
No doubt, no doubt. You make sure to get back with your girl for some more promotions. So we'll talk about everything we didn't have time to talk about with today. You feel me?
Oh, for sure, for sure, for sure. Thank you guys for having
me. All right, my people. I told y'all where he at. Make sure you get there. And if you're a little too lazy, like I know some of y'all be, y'all go ahead and get on over to that Street Hustle Win Facebook page. I'm going to share it for you. You don't got to do too much work. All you got to do is click the link, baby, because I'm going to make sure I got y'all up on speed on everything that y'all need to have. Yeah, that'll be. Now, for now, we're going to have to say deuces and catch all of y'all on the flip side. We out.
Peace.